قبل.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday. I hope you're able to get out and enjoy your yards, your garden, your lawn, or just sit back, have a cookout. The summer season is coming to an end. You know, it is August, and we've got to start to think realistically. So sit back and enjoy the day while the weather is good where you live. A lot of things are happening around the yard, so I've asked Art Cockett to join us this morning from the Bonide Company, and we're going to go over a lot of different insects that you can easily control and make gardening really effective. But let's begin with mosquitoes. So, Art, welcome to the program, and tell us what people can do to keep the mosquitoes off of them, because they're now talking about the Nile virus that the mosquito carries, and it's from Georgia all the way to southern New England and into Pennsylvania, Delaware, New York State. It's everywhere. So what do we do? What are the best alternatives?
Good morning, Paul. How are you? It's good to be here. Those mosquitoes are pesky, and that West Nile virus is a little scary. I don't like to think about being afraid of mosquitoes, but I just don't like having them bite me. So I use a few different products around my house. We have our mosquito beater in a hose end that is a mosquito killer. It's really easy to use around the property. I spray the lawn and the shrubs and around the bushes around the house and in the flower garden and so on. And I actually spray around the edge of the woods, because when I get over there, that's where it's moist and the mosquitoes seem to be coming from there. If I have a party coming, sometimes right beforehand I go out with the fogger. It's an aerosol can, and spray around the shrubs. It's the same idea. Quite often, though, I like to use the mosquito beater repellent granules. It's just so easy to use. Just shake it around. I walk around the perimeter of my deck and just shake it around into the grass, and it makes a barrier, lasts for about 3 weeks, and it's a real, you know, safe and effective way to take care of those mosquitoes. There's also a mosquito beater repellent in a hose end product, the same idea, spraying the shrubs and the bushes around and making a barrier. And then, of course, we have our mosquito beater water-soluble pouches that has the BT in it, the bacteria that kills the larva. So if you have standing water around the house, it's little pouches that you drop in. The covering of it biodegrades, and then the material there is for the water. You can use it in stock tanks. You can use it in your garden pond, really anywhere that there's standing water. So we have several different ways to go after those mosquitoes and keep them just away from your property to begin with. So, you know, can't let those mosquitoes ruin your summer party plans.
Right. And August is the worst month. And after all the rain and heat that we've had, they are everywhere. And a couple of things that I saw in the paper, if you wear dark clothing, they're more likely to go after you. If you drink alcohol, they're more likely to go after you. If you wear perfume, they're more likely. So, you know, pick up one of these products, use it, and that way you can enjoy the day without being attacked by mosquitoes and gnats and no-see-ums and everything else. And it will make your day a lot better. Now to the vegetable garden. The big three insects have arrived: the tomato hornworm, the cabbage looper, and the Colorado potato beetle. What do we do to get rid of these three creatures that are destroying our gardens?
Well, Paul, we have a few good options, of course, but, you know, my go-to product is the Captain Jack. Our dead bug brew is really a fabulous product for any of those three pests, the hornworms, the loopers, or the potato beetles, and other beetles as well. So Captain Jack is the first one I think of. We have it in a liquid, you know, ready to use, or a hose end, or a concentrate. It's also available in a dust. Last time we spoke, we talked about when it's real hot out, good idea to use the dust. And then the other item I like for those problems is the tomato and vegetable 3-in-1, because not only will it take care of the hornworms and loopers, et cetera, it has a fungicide in it as well to take care of powdery mildew and rust and that type of thing too. So, if you have a couple of different problems, you can use one product to take care of both. So can't let those hornworms and cabbage loopers get you down. Of course, those tomato hornworms, if you can pick them off, that's a good start. You know, that's a great way to get started. And if you have too many of them, though, they can wipe you out in a hurry. So the Captain Jack is the way to go.
Yep, and Captain Jack is a natural way. So if you're growing organically, Captain Jack is the way to go. Now, the Japanese beetles are still active. They're flying around the yard. They're laying eggs all over your lawn if you're a sunny area, not in the shade, but in the sun. And chinch bugs are beginning to show up. So how do we control Japanese beetles in the garden that are laying eggs and chinch bugs that are killing the lawn?
Well, Paul, we have several products for the Japanese beetles. You can spray right on the vegetables and on your grapes and ornamental plants, roses, et cetera. The, you know, number one easy one is the Japanese beetle killer. It's in a ready-to-use, safe product by Pyrethrum that's in there. Our Captain Jack, of course, will work, and that tomato and vegetable 3-in-1 that I mentioned before. We have our garden dust, which is an insecticide and a fungicide, and it's very effective on the beetles, but would also take care of diseases while you're at it. And of course, 8 is a product that's good for so many different things. And then there's a beetle killer and a hose end product too. So we really have a lot of products to take care of the beetles, try to get them before they lay those eggs. And then your other part of the question had to do with chinch bugs. And chinch bugs are out in the lawn, and they're hard for people to figure out what they are, because it makes the turf look like it's suffering from drought. So, you know, we always like to make sure we know what insect we're dealing with. So we recommend the old coffee can test, where you cut out the both ends of a coffee can and stick it down in the ground and fill it up with water. Give it about 10 minutes, and those chinch bugs will float to the top of the water. If you want to get a good look at what a chinch bug looks like, check out our Bonide app, free app. Also, you can go to our website, see what the chinch bug looks like. And then if you have that, it's best to water the lawn first. If it's real hot and dry out, they're not up near the surface. But you water first, and then the couple of granular products that we have, our insect and grub product, will take care of surface insects as well as the systemic insecticide for grubs. The insect and feed is a good idea. If your lawn is due for a fertilization, it'll take care of the chinch bugs while you feed. And then we have the ant, flea, and tick granules, which, of course, will also, you know, deal with the fleas and the ticks, including the deer ticks. And then if you prefer to spray a liquid, our 8 concentrate will work fine for the chinch bugs. And then we have another hose end product called Beetle Killer that is not only for beetles but for chinch bugs as well. So we really have several different options. Make sure it's chinch bugs, and then it's easy to get rid of them. You got to go after the right insect, though. Make sure you're after the right guy.
Exactly. Now, August is the time of the year that growing up, I was always told was the best time to kill poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and a lot of these noxious weeds on your property. What would you recommend that will do the best job and give you a quick kill?
Well, we have a couple of different products that will take care of the poison ivy, et cetera. We have one called Poison Oak and Poison Ivy Killer that's in a ready-to-use sprayer. And that one is nice because it doesn't kill grass. So if you have a problem that's getting into your lawn, you can spray that product and it won't hurt the grass. The other one I like is called Brush Killer, BK32. That comes in a concentrate, and it's a you mix it up and spray it. You know, it'll kill pretty much everything that you're spraying, so you got to be real careful where you spray, but it's a very effective product. And, of course, we have our Stump and Vine Killer, which I use for the bittersweet on my property, and the grapevines that are growing up in the trees. I think I've spoken to you about this before, in between my house and my neighbors, and the darn grapevines and bittersweet are killing the trees. So I go with the Stump and Vine Killer. I make a cut right at the base, right down at the ground, cut the thing, and then I paint it right on the open cut, and it kills it root and all without hurting any adjacent plant material, and really is, solves my problem. And, of course, the final product is our cleanup, which comes in a ready-to-use or a concentrate. That is a non-selective herbicide that will take care of everything, poison ivy, you name it. And, you know, our product is a much stronger percentage and more economical than some of our competitors out there. So take a look at that when you're out to make a purchase and decisions about buying things. Check those ingredients. And ours is 41% glyphosate, which is the product that takes care of poison ivy and other brush and weeds.
Hemlock trees are being threatened by a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It sucks sap from the tree, causing it to lose vigor and prematurely drop needles, which can eventually kill the tree. Signs of damage include the presence of what appears to be the tips of cotton swabs on twigs and at the base of needles. You can protect hemlocks and keep them healthy by treating them with products that prevent new infestations. This message is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, the authority on pests and pest control.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Garden Club. We are talking with Art Cockett from the Boni Lawn and Garden Company, and so many things happening that I'm keeping Art going 100 miles an hour here because we want to give you as much information as possible. The fleas and the ticks are active, and if you have dogs or a cat, they're bringing them into the home, and you may notice if you're sitting on the couch that you're getting bitten at the ankles. Art, what does Bonite have that you can apply on your property that will take care of the fleas and ticks so that the animals don't bring it indoors and create a problem? And do you have something that you can spray indoors on the furniture and the carpet to kill fleas and ticks?
Yes, we do, Paul. You know, like a lot of problems, when it comes to fleas, it takes a combination of efforts to really solve the problem. And so, you know, initially outdoors, we have a couple of products to use. Our ant flea and tick granule that you put down just like fertilizer with a fertilizer spreader on your lawn to take care of the ticks out in the grass. We also have our product called Eight, you know, that is for so many different problems that it'll take care of, but it takes care of fleas and deer ticks as well. It comes in a concentrate or a hose end that you can spray around the foundation of your house or out in the lawn, et cetera. So, you know, the first step is to try to get rid of the fleas on the property outside. And then, of course, with all these products, you know, let the product dry before you let the pets and the kids out, and then it's safe, no problem. And then indoor, we have a ready-to-use trigger spray, flea and roach product that's very good on the fleas, and it's okay to spray it on the dog bedding and the carpeting and the drapery and so on. And what makes it so special is that it has a 7-month effect with a growth regulator that stops the life cycle stage changes of the fleas. So in other words, you might have eggs or you might have larvae, but they won't become adults. So that's the real ticket with that product. And, again, it's safe to spray indoors and on the pet bedding, et cetera. And then if you have a real problem, real bad problem, I would recommend our Total Release Foggers, which also has the 7-month IGR. It's a growth regulator for the life cycle changes of the flea. And it's like a bomb that you set off. And then it will, you know, get to all the cracks and crevices and nooks and crannies and kills on contact, but then it also has the long-term effect. So, depending on how bad your problem is, and then, you know, try to keep it from being a problem by treating the areas outdoors, the premise where the animals will be. And then perhaps they won't ever bring them in the house, but if they do, we do have the products to take care of it. So combination
of perfect. Yeah, it is. And I know that flea and tick balm works very effective. You cover your kitchen countertops, close your windows, take the pets out with you, set off the bombs in different levels of your home, let it sit for 4 hours, come back, air out the house, and it works wonderful. Just read the label. Now, one more thing. This is the time of the year where if you have hemlock, that the woolly adelgid are laying eggs during the month of August that will hatch next spring. What do you have that will kill the woolly adelgid so that you don't have to worry about losing them for your privacy? I know you have some great oiled products, but if you've got a hemlock that's 30, 40 feet tall, you want to protect that plant also. So what do you recommend to control woolly adelgid at all heights that's safe and will do the job properly?
Paul, I'm glad you asked that question now, because we so often get that question in the springtime when woolly adelgid is so active on the hemlocks. And, you know, to take care of this problem in advance will go a long way towards success of growth of those hemlocks. So we have our product called Tree and Shrub Drench, and what it is a systemic product that you mix with water and pour around the base of the tree. So it's really easy to use, and as you mentioned, those hemlocks can get quite large, and it's very difficult to spray a tree that's 40, 50 feet tall. So this product, if you use it now, it will be protecting for an entire year, okay? So it's really a wonderful product. Annual Tree and Shrub Drench. Mix it up based on the size of the tree, the trunk diameter, in a watering can, and pour it around the base of the tree, and it absorbs through the root system, and then it moves systemically throughout the entire tree.
Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack. Parrot here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jim from Rhode Island with a question about lilacs.
Jim, how can we help you with your lilacs? What's the problem?
Hi, good morning, Paul. I planted a white lilac bush about 4 years ago, maybe. I can't remember exactly. It's kind of partial shade, and it hasn't flowered since I planted it, and I've tried to feed it. And I'm thinking of moving it out to an area of full sun, and it's a white lilac. So I wanted some instructions as to how to move it, and is this fall a good time, and what can I expect as far as, like, the size of the root ball that I'm going to have to move. It's shot up pretty good. It's maybe about 6 to 8 feet tall. It's not too big around, you know, maybe 3 feet or so, kind of tall and skinny, but... So I'd like to do that.
Yeah, the main reason that the lilac is not flowering is lilacs really need to be in full sun most of the day so that they will blossom. Right now it's just too hot. I would wait until September 1st. And at that time of the year, you can dig the plant. You'll need, what you do is you would tie all the branches together. That way, it'll be easier for you to dig around the plant and to move it.
Can I trim it a little bit?
I wouldn't trim it. Well, you could trim it a little bit, you know, maybe like 25%.
Okay.
Dig
a
trench.
So often.
Yeah, so dig a trench in the shape of a donut about 15 inches deep and about 3 feet wide.
3 feet from the center all around?
Yeah. So okay. You're going to go 18 inches from the center on both sides, which would give you a 3-foot-wide root ball, and about 12 to 15 inches deep. And then you're going to wrap the root ball with some burlap that you can buy at your nursery or feed and grain store. And when the burlap overlaps, overlap it by about 6 inches, maybe a little bit more. And then weave some nails, like a 2 or a 3 inch nail, into the burlap to hold it together.
Oh,
and
okay.
then what you would do is you would cut the roots underneath it, peel the burlap underneath it, and, you know, put some nails there to hold it. And the root ball is going to be heavy. So what you do is get a plastic tarp, an everyday plastic tarp, roll the plant out of the hole onto the tarp, and then you can just slide it right across the lawn very easily. Now, when you plant it in its new location, what I want you to do is to buy a bag of everyday lime. And I want you to put maybe 3 or 4 handfuls of lime in the hole. Work it in with the soil. Add some peat moss, some animal manure, compost, and really condition the soil. Set the plant in so that the top of the root ball is going to be level with the top of the ground. So you don't want to plant it deeper. You want it at the same level. Set the plant in. Untie the burlap and just leave it in the bottom of the hole if you want. If you can pull it out easily, then pull it out and save it for the next plant that you want to move. And then the soil that you're going to backfill, add again some compost, some animal manure, peat moss, and some lime again. Fill the trench, pack it in hard with the heel of your foot, and then you'll have some extra soil. Make like a bowl, like a mound all the way around it. And then 2 or 3 times a week during September, fill that bowl full of water so that you keep the plant really, really wet. And then the last thing is I want you to find a mycorrhiza. Now, if you can't find mycorrhiza in a pure state, Espoma, the people that make Holytone, have a product called Biotone. Take the Biotone, sprinkle that on the surface of the soil, water it in, and that has bacteria, microbes, and it will help the plant to produce a root system a lot faster. Now, you may not have any blossoms this spring, but I guarantee you the following year you will. And lime it every year. If you have a wood stove, take the ash from the wood stove or your fireplace, and I would put 4 or 5 handfuls right around that plant a couple times a year to make the soil less acidic, and your lilac will get thicker, it will get fuller, and it will bloom like crazy.
So I can expect to cut some roots off at the bottom because I'll never get them all out, right?
There's no way, because the root system of every plant, whether it's a tree or a shrub, is as large below the ground as it is above the ground.
So if
you've got a pine tree that's 100 feet tall and 50 feet wide, it has a root for every needle on that plant. So you would need a root ball that would be massive to move a tree that size. So by moving it in the late summer, early fall, while the ground is still warm, using the Biotone fertilizer, keeping it wet, you'll be in great shape.
And how about some, I have a pile of grass clippings that have turned into black muck. Is that good to use?
Yeah. I mean, if what compost is decomposed plant material. So it could be grass clippings, it could be leaves, pine needles, the dead flowers from your annual perennial bed, the dead vegetable plants that have broken down, and that's compost, and that's a food at the same time. So you can use that there also.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you, and you have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from New Jersey with a question about Queen of the Night.
Mike,
yes,
welcome
hi,
to the Paul Parent Guide Club. Hi.
Great show you have on. I just found your show on my smartphone. It's a great show.
Thank you. Excellent.
I have two questions. One is about my Queen of the Night plant. I've had it now 8 years. I bought these cuttings from Loki's greenhouse in Connecticut. And the growth is about 6 feet tall. And the Queen of the Night plant is about 6 feet tall and about 5 feet around. I don't know what's going. They never bloom. I don't know what to do to make it bloom. It's a tricky plant to make bloom. I have it outside in the summertime, they say. They say bring it inside. When the temperature goes down to 45, 50, I bring it in to an area that's about 50 degrees in the wintertime, 50 to 60 in the wintertime. I water it once a week. Well, I don't have to water it now. That's outside because of all the rain we had. But in the wintertime, I don't water it. They say for a month or 2 years, you're supposed to let it dry out. And then I water once a month. I water about once a month in the wintertime because I'm afraid it goes too dry. And that's about it. And then I don't fertilize in the wintertime because they say don't fertilize in the wintertime. I only fertilize it in the summertime with like a super bloom. 15, 30, 15, and I give that a half rate because I don't want it to burn. And, I don't know what else to do for this plant. And I have it outside in the sunshine for the summertime because I heard I need the sunshine for it to bloom. And that's about it.
Okay, so what size? What size pot?
On it, and I'm kind of stumped and trying to find out. I'm looking on the internet, trying to find out information. I'm trying to find books on it. There's really not too many books on this Queen of the Night plant.
Okay, and what size pot is your plant in?
It's in about a 10-inch pot.
It's in a 10-inch. Okay, and it's been in that pot for how long?
7 years.
Okay. What I would suggest you do, and you can do it right now, is I want you to buy an 18-inch pot.
Okay?
And get a good potting soil like black gold, something for potted plants. But I want you to repot it from a 10 to an 18-inch pot.
Okay.
And I want you to do it now. And then I want you to put into the soil, if you can find dynamite. It's a great slow-release fertilizer. It will feed that plant for the next 3, 4, 5 months slowly. Now, once you get it repotted, and you're putting it, probably keeping it on your deck or patio.
Okay, so when should I bring it in? Do you think I should bring it in when it's 45, 50 degrees? Because I don't want it to freeze up.
Right. I have my favorite plant that I grow similar to you is called an angel's trumpet.
Okay.
And it produces a flower that looks like a trumpet. It's about 12 to 15 inches long. It comes in yellow, pink, and white.
Right.
And is fragrant from sunset for about 3 to 4 hours. And the first year I grew them, I was like you. I was going easy on the fertilizer. They grew okay. They flowered okay. And then I repotted them into 18 to 24 inch pots. I feed them every single week during July and August with Miracle-Gro.
Okay, Miracle-Gro. That's what I have. So every week, July to August. And then what about September? Stop in September?
I stop in September, but I feed them at full strength during July and August. And right now, they are in bloom like you cannot believe. I have got the most gorgeous white, pink, and yellow trumpets. They will continue that way until September. I keep them actively flowering until they start calling for a frost. And if I see that the weather's going to be good, I'll put them in my garage at night when they call for a frost, put them back outside during the day, and then in early October, I put them in my garage. Now, my garage is insulated. And it doesn't get that cold in there. And I leave my trumpets in the garage all winter. The leaves will fall. The plant will go dormant. I will occasionally give it a little bit of water. I put them in my basement in the past, but the pots are getting big and they're getting heavy. And they come back year after year.
Aphids and whiteflies bugging you? Use Monterey Lawn and Garden's new Aphid and Whitefly Spray. Great protection for your ornamentals in the garden, on the patio, or kitchen window. It comes in an aerosol can, so you use less material than a trigger sprayer. Monterey Aphid and Whitefly Spray works fast with rapid results. It kills beetles, leaf miners, and caterpillars, and controls over 40 insects listed on the label. Look for Monterey Aphid and Whitefly Spray at your local garden supply store. Another fine product from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Dr. C. Biofoss is an excellent product for increasing blooms, fruit, and vegetable yield organically. Biofoss is a product that naturally releases soil-bound phosphorus so your plants can use those nutrients for energy. Biofoss is a biological product using all safe natural microbes. Just add this product to your transplants in the garden and you'll see plants grow and thrive. Add this to an old established bed to revive them. Go to drcsgarden.com. Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Write it down and call us, and we'll help you to have a great garden season. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ellen from Mass with a question about wasps.
Ellen, good morning. Tell us what the problem is. Where are they located?
Good morning. They're on the south side of my house, all along my foundation plantings, and it's on an area where you, along the driveway, and you enter into the house. And from what I understand, they are cicada killer wasps. So they're very, very large, and they burrow in the ground and dig up the sand, and they're all through my gardens.
Okay. Then it's not something that you want to get close to begin with, being that they're large and they're upon, and they will bite you.
The males do not have stingers, and they are the ones that fly around quite a bit, and the females do have stingers that are the ones that dig the nest.
Okay. What I would recommend, there is a company called Linwood Laboratories. And they are the people who developed the original hornet and wasp spray. Now, the difference between the what's called the shoe fly hornet and wasp spray and all the other companies out there, they have a patent on the way that the product is dispersed. And the shoe fly hornet and wasp bomb or spray comes out like a stream. So think of you're having a cookout. You have the squeeze bottles of mustard and ketchup. And when you squeeze it, you get a solid stream of mustard or ketchup. The other hornet and wasp sprays are aerosols, so that you're getting a spray rather than a direct stream. So if you can get the shoe fly hornet and wasp spray, you can target that
liquid directly into the hole in the ground, and it will kill both the male and the female and rid your garden of these bees that could create a problem later.
Okay. May I ask one more question?
Sure.
I have a Montauk daisy.
Yes.
It seemed as though the leaves were getting eaten, and then they all fell off. And now I just noticed that they're starting to come back again. What would have caused all the leaves to fall off?
Wow. Now, were there holes on the leaves when they fell, or did they just fall?
Yes. It looked like they were starting to get eaten by something. And I wasn't sure if I was watering it too much because there were some new foundation plantings that I was watering often.
Yeah.
They did have some holes in the leaves.
Yeah, if you were watering the Montauk daisy too much, you would end up with yellow foliage, and then you would get rotting of the stems. So I don't think it's too much water. I have 5 big clumps of Montauk daisy, and there are a few holes on it. It could be Japanese beetles. It could be a lot of different things. But if you see it happen again, the best product is, if you want to stay natural, is called Captain Jack, which is a product known as spinosad or spinosad. It's an all-natural ingredient, and it will take care of most of your chewing insects.
Okay.
And you can treat the plant next year with that. But there's a very good chance that they will still flower. Montauk daisy is one of my favorite perennials because it blooms in October when there's nothing else in the garden. It's a wonderful large white daisy with a yellow center. Grows about 3 feet tall. If you want to control the size, 4th of July, cut the plant in half. Just take shears, cut it in half. It will get thicker, it will get fuller, but you'll keep it lower in the garden. And then all of the cuttings that you have cut can be rooted by putting them in soil and keeping the soil moist without rooting powder. Have a great week, everybody.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.